morning.
So much to get to today. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
But before we do that, I saw in our Facebook insiders yesterday that our friend Becky is having amazing results with Healthy Cell. Her blood pressure super way down, and there's no other explanation for it except that she has been a regular user of Healthy Cell multivitamins, which are, of course, the gel packets of vitamins that you can take instead of pills and capsules, which your body cannot absorb very well, you guys. But with these gel caps, which taste delicious, you just squeeze a little thing of gel into your mouth. It is your multivitamin for the day, and it is the best way to take vitamins ever. And I don't know if she's using their multivitamin or if she's using Immune Boost. They have all different kinds of gel packs, whatever your needs may be, whether you need a multivitamin and maybe something that helps you sleep. They have something for helping you sleep. They have an immune booster. They have focus and memory recall that helps you get just clearer, more clarity throughout the day. All different kinds of options for you at healthycell.com/chicks. 20% off your first order when you use code CHICKS at healthycell.com/chicks. Check them out. You are going to be impressed. I know.
Yeah, the testimonials, like the real life testimonials. So great. That's so awesome.
So great.
Love
that.
So love that. Also, check out our locals page at chicksontheright.locals.com.
And thank you to the new supporters there who became supporters yesterday just because they wanted to hear our big announcement. And so now that they are in the know, they are part of the big secret. And so that's exciting. If you're not part of the local supporters or the Facebook insiders, you're missing out on exclusives, you guys. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah. A couple fun things. Yeah. But I mean, you'll hear like a little bit later on, but that was fun yesterday to do that.
It was super fun. Yeah. Super fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. What should we do first? Should we talk about the fact that I'll just mention quickly that we said in yesterday's live stream that Biden was going to be on Kimmel this week, and that is happening tomorrow. So if for some reason you want to watch that,
So toned up. I mean, how toned up is this administration? Because you know he's going to get all the softballs. There's like literally the whole country is on fire and he's doing Jimmy Kimmel. It's just, right? Oh my God, it's going to look so bad. His approval ratings are so bad. I mean, he's worse than Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter actually, I mean, when Jimmy Carter looks smarter than you, you know, I mean, I look at Jimmy Carter and I think that guy is smarter and was better than Joe Biden. And I remember like growing up and up until, I mean, I'm 50 years old and up until now, I always thought Jimmy Carter was probably the worst. And now I'm like, Biden, the worst.
Well, he's apparently super mad about those comparisons. Like the news yesterday, there were reports saying Biden's super mad at everybody in his comms team because his ratings are worse than Trump's were at this point in his presidency. And he's getting compared to Carter and like, he's mad about it. Well, and I'm like, well, then change your policies, you idiot.
Dude, you've been in politics for 40 years. You know, I mean, he that's all he's known and all he's done his entire adult life is politics. You think that he would know how to do some of this stuff? He's had a little experience. Do something, you know, he's completely inept. That's what's so, I guess, disappointing by some of the people or at least all of the people that hired him to do this job, the 80 million people that voted for him. Okay. Yeah. And then there's some of us over here, I guess, on this side of the aisle, not me. But I guess some of the people who are moderates or, you know, I guess center right, who thought that maybe he'd be able to at least do some of the things. But man, he can do none of the things. He is just a complete and utter moron. And there's somebody else pulling the strings and they're doing it poorly. I mean, they can do nothing. So it's a disaster. Complete disaster.
And then on top of all of the world burning catastrophes that he's single-handedly responsible for, now we've got this whole January 6th extravaganzathon blockbuster feature film apparently being aired on Thursday night. And this is going to be a primetime thing. The January 6th committee has hired an ABC News executive dude to help produce it. So what does that tell you? This is not something about informing the American people about things they need to know about January 6th. This is a freaking media production.
It's propaganda.
And yeah, it's propaganda. And that Yamiche Alcindor or whatever, She was on one of the talk shows yesterday saying, yeah, Americans are focused on like prices of stuff and like gas and, you know, things like that. And that's important. But what they really need to be focused on and what Democrats really need to be doing is deflecting and distracting the American people from what's happening to them in their daily lives so they can focus on January 6th, which no one even freaking cares about anymore.
No one cares. No one does.
It's just incredible that they're doing this. It's amazing. It's incredible. But that is happening Thursday night. And I'll probably watch it just because I got to see the train wreck.
Oh, totally. I'll watch it because of what we do. Yeah. But you know who's just delighted about this? People like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney and all those just, they're little bubble in DC and they have no idea what's going on in the rest of the world because they don't live in the real world. They're just like, all they're doing is sitting there and investigating, and they're just obsessed with Trump. Obsessed. Mm-hmm. He's not the president, you asshats. You know? I mean, my God, they just cannot stop obsessing. If they just would wake up and see how the rest of the world lives. I mean, there are babies that can't get formula. Mm-hmm. God.
It's still a problem. That is still a problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. In our world, that's a problem. Not in theirs, though, because they're fixated on January 6th and making making a propaganda style documentary about it. Okay.
Well, and they're also focused on this whole solar panel emergency, and we'll get to that in a second because that story is amazing, and I have video clips to share about that. But first, before we do that, want to mention too that there is some hullabaloo happening at the Washington Post, you guys. Oh my God. So I started to see a little bit of this yesterday on Twitter because Washington Post reporters and staff are fighting with each other on Twitter. And it's so unprofessional and so inappropriate on every level. But it all started because one of their political reporters, a fellow by the name of David Weigel, he retweeted a joke, okay? And I thought it was a funny joke.
It's hilarious.
Yes, my favorite kind.
Exactly. It's funny.
And I don't even know who, it's just some random person who tweeted the original joke. And the joke was, every girl is bi, you just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual.
It's funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, right? It's harmless.
It's totally funny. And 20 years ago, people would have been like, ha, it's funny.
Right.
Am I wrong? Yeah.
No. And so to be clear, David Weigel did not tweet that, okay? He retweeted it. In other words, he was like, ha, and then he clicked a little button that made it go from, like, it retweeted it onto his feed so that people could be in on the joke. That's it. So then women at the Washington Post, and there were a few specifically who I won't name, it's just not even important because you won't recognize their names anybody because who cares about the reporters' names at the Washington Post? But they got all mad and they were like, this is so sexist and I can't believe the Washington Post tolerates such an abusive sexist culture
and that they allow
their employees to retweet something this horribly dangerous to women. So David Weigel fought back at first and he was like, this is not that big of a deal. Other people stepped up to defend him. It became this giant thing. Well, now they have suspended him for a month over a freaking retweet.
This is crazy. And it's
What are we doing?
And then you've got like the Jeffrey Toobins of the world, right? Who masturbated during a Zoom call. And he's like, now he's got like a better spot at CNN. You know what I mean? He's on prime time like all the time. I mean, granted, I think he spent some time off air, but this is what they do. They get all butthurt. I mean, I'm sure the guy will probably be fine, right? But they posture and they're like, oh my God, this is so sexist, so terrible, blah, blah. This guy probably will end up on top. Like he'll probably end up getting more clout because I've never heard of, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know anything about this guy, but now everybody knows who this guy is. He's getting more popularity. He'll probably get more likes. People will, you know, he'll probably write a book, you know,
that honestly. Day that I retweeted a joke and lost my position.
And it's just so stupid. All of this is so stupid because it's a joke. He retweeted a joke, and the women are all butthurt about that. Give me a break. God,
oh my God.
Get a thicker skin, ladies. It's a joke, you idiots. God,
can you imagine? Remember,
I know, I can't imagine, because I mean, we're in the generation where at least some of us, at least half of us, have a sense of damn humor.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny.
It is funny. And they're complaining about a toxic work culture without realizing they are creating it. They are the ones that are making it so toxic. I mean, just let the guy have a reach. Oh my God. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing ever, but I kind of love that all of this is happening at the Washington Post.
Cause I do too.
Just let them burn themselves to the ground.
Implode.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and implode.
Oh my God. All right. So on to serious business. And that is that yesterday, Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act, which is an emergency use tool, right? Like that's not something that you just do, like that every president does. Trump only did it for the one time, like in decades, it hasn't been used. And Trump used it to get more masks and things like that produced during the COVID crisis. So it made sense because we needed to like up production because it was an emergency that we were dealing with, a virus. And so now Biden has decided to invoke the Defense Production Act for the emergency of solar panel production, which is not, in fact, an emergency. And so he's doing it, which is one of the craziest things about it, is that what it means is that there are current restrictions and consequences for companies who produce solar panels if they use Chinese subsidies, if they use Chinese slave labor, which we're supposed to care about, right?
Right, right.
What he's doing, what Biden is doing, eliminates the consequences for using Chinese slave labor. So we're basically saying, it's fine, China. You want to keep using slaves? We're down to clown. We're fine with that. We just really want to boost production here in these companies stateside. So Karine Jean-Pierre, KJP, was asked about this yesterday a couple of different ways. The first clip you're going to hear the reporter say, what's the emergency? Like, what is such an emergency that we now all of a sudden need emergency solar panels? And watch her squirm. This is unbelievable.
Back from that, what emergency is the president using to invoke the Defense Production Act? Because historically it's been in the 1950s for the Korean War, and during COVID it was enacted. What emergency is it, or what's the real emergency in the solar industry for the Defense Production Act?
I was going to say first, the president, you know, when he takes the Defense Production Act, it's to make sure that he's delivering for the American people. It is an important tool that he has used a couple of times, and it has been incredibly effective. For this particular Clean Energy Defense Production Act, he is invoking the Defense Production Act to rapidly expand domestic production of solar panel parts, building insulation, heat pumps, and more. He is putting the full force of the federal government's purchasing power behind supporting American clean energy manufacturers, and he is providing U.S. solar deployers the short-term stability they need to build clean energy projects and deliver more affordability energy to American families and business. Altogether, these historic actions will cut cost for American families, strengthen our power grid, and tackle the climate crisis. And with a stronger clean energy arsenal, the United States can be an even stronger partner to our allies, especially in the face of Putin's war in Ukraine.
What's the emergency in the solar industry?
Well, this is just a step to get to a place where we do have a clean energy arsenal. And so this is a very important part of the president's agenda in getting to that clean energy system that he's been talking about since he walked into the administration. So this is that, and this is a way that we felt that we can act to get moving.
I mean, if at least she was a better reader, it would be more tolerable.
That's,
but she can't even
She's
read well.
She can't. No, she can't. She's a product of our public education system. Don't you know that? Yeah, there is no emergency here. There's none. It's just a step. This is just is what it is. It's laziness on their part. And basically what they're doing is they're trying to advance their agenda. So he's doing it the lazy way because they can't do it the right way, or they can't do it the way that they think that they can do it because the American people don't freaking want it. And so, because I still want to drive my used Tahoe is what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I want to drive my old clunky big ass SUV that takes a lot of gas. It's what I want to do. I don't want to drive a car that I don't know, I guess doesn't make any noise going down the street. I don't want to drive an electric car because I can't where I live. I can't do it. It's just not going to be possible for me.
And truckers can't do it.
Right.
I mean, the emergency is that we don't have freaking gas. We need emergency oil and gas production. This is not hard. We do not need solar panels.
Right. And we want to have that here. We want to tap into our resources here so we don't rely on the Putin and rely on Iranians and rely on all these other people that hate us.
Exactly.
That's the point. It would be nice if we could do that. Yeah.
You guys, very, very excited. If you're one of the people who has gotten yourself one of these little thunderstorms, the Eden Pure thunderstorms, what I'm holding in my hand, if you've not seen this before, this is a plug-in to your wall, doesn't take up any floor space, air purifier. And they work magic, you guys. I know the people out there that have already bought them know what I'm talking about. Right now, you can save $200 on a 3-pack. So if you want to take care of your mudroom, your kitchen, your son's bedroom, any place that's extra stinky and that needs some good air purification, these things are quiet. You can control, you've got like different choices of like the level of purification. This is my favorite thing ever. And especially like if you cook something that doesn't smell good in your house after, you just turn this on for like 10 minutes and it's all the bad odors are gone. These are amazing. And so if you want to get in on the 3-pack, the 3-pack special, just go to Eden Pure Deals. It's Eden puredeals.com. And then you use discount code CHICKS3. Okay. It's important to have the 3 because that'll get you the huge, huge savings off of the 3-pack. CHICKS3 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Our kids always bring their dogs to our cabin. They were there last weekend. They had their 3 dogs in our cabin. It's such a small space, as you guys know. And so we have 2 of them in a cabin. You don't even know that the dogs are there. It's really nice. So they work, you guys. They absolutely work. And make sure if you can't catch us here in the mornings, subscribe to our podcast and listen to us later on in the day. You can put us in your pocket or in your tool belt for later on. And then share it with a friend. Make sure that you're doing that.
Do it. Okay, another clip from KJP about this whole solar panel thing, because somebody asked her, like, because of what we were just talking about with the whole lack of consequences for Chinese subsidies, Chinese slave labor, somebody's asking, well, isn't this kind of just handing a giant present to China? And here's how she dances around that question.
Is this not a gift to Chinese solar manufacturers, who many of whom operate with forced labor and are subsidized by the Chinese Communist Party?
Today's announcement is about one country and one country alone, and it's about the United States.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah, that makes me feel a lot better. It doesn't make me feel better at all. No, it doesn't. See, that's the thing, because they are giving it. This administration is giving a break to China. It's completely obvious. That's what they're doing. But they are. They're giving a break to them. And everybody knows that that's exactly what they're doing because they've been in bed with China. And so, and you know what? Trump wouldn't have done that. He didn't do that. He didn't give them breaks and they hated that. And we all saw that happening. And now we're going right back to the policies that we were doing before. And it's not okay. It's just not. And so I look at this and I think, God, we're going back, we're regressing again. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have a lot of hope, and I'm just so angry about all of this. And when it comes to this, you know, climate stuff, what is China doing to help the climate? What are they doing?
They're the worst polluters on the planet.
Right. Yeah. What have they done lately?
They're not doing anything. Well, and imagine, like, she said it, like KJP said it. She admitted it when she was reading from her dumbass little binder. She admitted that the emergency is Biden wanting to move forward on his agenda. So imagine deciding that the emergency is making more solar panels and not providing formula to babies who are literally starving in our own country. Imagine not calling the Defense Production Act for that, but deciding instead, oh, we need to make some more solar panels that I think are cool and that go along with my agenda. It's just, it's insane.
And this resonates with the American people because they're, you know, the regular everyday person out there, like, you know, your truck drivers and your, you know, your middle class folks are out here in real America. You know, we're looking at that and we're like, listen, I'm not going to go buy a Tesla. I'm not going to go buy a hybrid car. I mean, I'm not. The whole climate change thing, it's like, okay, fine. You know, I respect the environment. I get it. And eventually I see where they want to like make changes here and there, but you can't force this stuff on people, especially when we're in the middle of a huge crisis where people are paying $100 a tank for gas.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just say, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to force this stuff on you. No, that's not change that the American people want right now. You can't say we want to, you know, force all this stuff on you. Well, we're going to, and that's what they want. You know, I think they love the fact that gas prices are so high. They're loving it. At least that's what I'm feeling right now, is that they're loving all of this angst and this despair and the fact that Americans are in this position, because they feel as though they're in a wonderful position to pivot to all this green crap. They think that this is great. You know, we're going to go ahead and force all this stuff on people. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. You know?
Well, and one person that knows an awful lot about the whole energy sector is Rick Perry. Who, remember when we met Rick Perry?
Yeah, he's delightful.
He's delightful.
He's really nice guy.
Was on, I think it was with Hannity last night, to talk about this whole Biden move with the Defense Production Act and what a mistake it is and what Biden could be doing right now to make everybody a lot happier. Here he is.
What's the emergency in the renewable industry that you would put the DPA to work? And this is a section of our power industry that produces at max about 20%. So the idea that they're going to go use the DPA in the solar and in the wind side of things is just beyond me. If you really wanted to make a difference, what you would have done is sent the message early on in this administration of, listen, we're going to be a partner with the energy industry. But what they did is they sent the clear message of, we don't like the fossil fuel industry. We don't like the nuclear industry. And actually, when you look at it, the wind and the solar people out there, they've got their own challenges as well, because of the not in my backyard mentality that you see in a lot of these places. When you start putting in big wind farms or you start putting in big solar facilities, the local community stops them. So if you don't support fossil fuels, and if you don't support nuclear energy, you are going to be in a fool's errand to try to fuel this country and certainly the world. So they're getting it wrong in so many different ways. It is stunning.
Yeah, well said. Because it has to be holistic. And they're like, they just want to go one way. And here we are using all this stuff, right? We're using all this stuff, which is now costing all this money. And then they're like, no, we want to dump all this stuff and go over to this stuff. And it's like, you can't freaking do that. It's like, what are you doing? They're just completely irrational, these people. They're the AOC crowd and they're irrational. And yeah. I get wanting to use, you know, wind power and solar and stuff as complementary sources of energy. That's fine. I mean, it's not like I'm against using that kind of stuff. I just drove my daughter to camp the other day, and there are like these giant wind farms out in Texas. You know, you drive through these agricultural areas, which I don't like it. I think it makes the landscape look like crap, you know, and I feel sorry for those local communities because they dump them there and they don't dump them where all these, you know, congressmen and senators live in New England. You know what I mean? They dump them in these beautiful rural areas and they ruin them. That's a whole other story, but they're there. And they're using them, and I get it. It's fine, whatever. But the thing is, I mean, complementary is fine. But to just say we're going to use that only and not, you know, drill here?
Right.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? It's just, it's asinine. Completely asinine.
It is completely asinine on every single level.
Did a bad accounting rule lead to the 2008 financial crisis? I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, I'll tackle that question. I'll also share my insights from decades in the private equity world and explain what it takes to be successful. Join John Tamney of Real Clear Markets and me as we break down the memoir of Blackstone's Stephen Schwarzman. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Senator Tom Cotton was on with Brett Baer last night, and they talked about all kinds of different things. And he was there's just something so endearing to me about Tom Cotton, because he's so serious and so nerdy. And I just, like, there's part of me that anytime I ever see him in an interview, I have this, like, insane urge to want to tickle him, to try to get him to giggle. You know what I mean? Like, I just am like, coochie, coochie, coo, Tom Cotton.
You would hug him. You would hug him, like, give him one of your world famous hugs. And I don't think he'd know what to do. I honestly don't. He may break. I don't know if he'd know how to even handle that.
Well, he's so well spoken, and he always and has smart. This just really nice, tidy way of explaining everything. And so they covered all kinds of ground. But one of the things that stuck out to me, which is something that I hadn't put like the two and two together, is because we're still talking about what's Joe Biden going to do about student loan forgiveness. And so there was a moment where he talked about the very people who are working on the Biden plan to forgive student loans that I thought was really an important point. Listen to this.
At a time when the president is talking about canceling $10,000 of student loan debt for any American who has it, he has numerous White House aides who actually have student loan debt, who are working on this matter in violation of his own ethics guidance. That's inappropriate. More fundamentally, he doesn't have the legal authority to cancel student loan debt, and it's deeply unfair. What about all those kids who went to college and worked during college and didn't take out loans, or they paid their loans back? Or the vast majority of Americans who don't have a college degree, who work as waiters and waitresses or truck drivers or have a small lawn care business, they didn't take out loans. And now we're going to ask them to repay the loans of people who did go to school and who agreed to repay them. That is deeply unfair. The president shouldn't do it. He certainly shouldn't have aides who are going to benefit from it working on the matter.
Yeah. I wrote about that whole, you know, a lot of his aides have millions, and like one of them, just one of his aides has $1 million worth of student debt. One of them. I don't know what the person's name is, but one has upwards of $1 million.
What degree does he have?
No clue. And you know that they're not bringing in $1 million a year. You know, God only knows what they're making. But it's like, why did you do that? Why did you make a tally of that much school debt? You're like, I'm sorry, I just wouldn't have done that. I mean, I don't want to try to judge people, but like, it's like, because you got to think about what your ROI is on that. Like when you go to school, seriously, because I got my master's degree and I was like, okay, what's the payback going to be on that? You know, when I went to school, because I paid for it and I worked my way through school. I paid for it myself. I didn't take out any loans, and I would work for a semester and then I'd go to school for a semester. That's how I got my master's. And I just paid my way through school. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, what's the payback going to be? And it was worth it at the time for me to get it. And at least I thought it was. Now I look back and it was a complete waste of my freaking time. But I mean, like, you know, these kids who go to school, I think, you know, are you going to school just because you think it's like cool to get a master's? You think, oh, I have a master's degree. It sounds cool. Like, why are they doing it? Because some of this debt is just astronomical. Yeah. And I don't know what they're thinking, because so it's like $1 million. I put it on our site. And the fact that we're having this conversation of other people paying your debt, like, I can't believe we're even talking about this. Like, I can't believe that this is even a thing that we're talking about. Like, what, and on what planet did this become okay for us to have a conversation where you're supposed to pay my debt? Like, I take out a loan and then somehow it becomes your responsibility, somebody else's responsibility to take on my debt. Like, what's next? My car payment? My house payment? Mm-hmm. What's next? It's insanity. I can't believe we're even talking about this.
It's just like it's such compounding levels of crises piling up on top of one another that I just don't know. It's like, to me, it's like Jenga, you know, like at some point, if you take one little peg out, like the whole thing is going to fall. And there's not much more piling on that we can do. I just don't know how we can withstand much more of Biden's total ineptness.
Right. And I think it's also, it goes beyond that. It's a level of just, there's no self-responsibility anymore. And that to me is just, it's so indicative of progressivism. Like that's just, and people think there's nothing wrong with that. Like you ask a progressive what they believe and there's no sense of self-responsibility. Like they think it's okay to want somebody else to pay for their shit. It's like, that's not my responsibility. Like, you pay for your own stuff. And somehow they think that that's selfish of me to say that. And that's, I don't think that that's selfish. I think that I earn my money. I pay for my stuff. I will tithe in the way that I want to tithe. I will be charitable in the ways that I want to be charitable, but I am not responsible for your debt in any way, right, shape or form. And that is okay. Because you wanting that from me is that's stealing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more the government sets up that way of taxpayers footing the bill, the more irresponsibility it breeds. So you're basically just feeding the monster. And I don't know why we want to do that. It's just
and we
madness.
Do. It is
oh
madness.
My God. Father's Day is coming. And I know Omaha Steaks did like a survey. They commissioned a survey to be done of dads. And like 80% of the dads were like, yeah, like the greatest thing on Father's Day is a great steak. And that is why, if you're looking for a good Father's Day present, you guys, you should order the Dads Want Steaks package from Omaha Steaks. It's 60% off right now. And it comes with like so much deliciousness. We had the bacon wrapped fillets this weekend.
My husband made those so good.
Oh my God. So
good.
It comes with that. It comes with chicken breasts. It comes with pork chops. It comes with jumbo franks. It comes with steak burgers. And then even too, you also get 8 extra big Omaha steak burgers for free when you order this package that is already 60% off. It's the Dads Want Steaks package. All you do is you go to omahasteaks.com and in the search field, you put chicks and it'll come up and they'll say chicks on the right. And you're like, yeah, chicks on the right. And you click on it. It comes up with the Dads Want Steaks package and you'll get this deal. So do it because what is it? June 19th, I think, is Father's Day. Like it's around the corner.
It is. It's June 19th. And I got to tell you, the pork chops have become my favorite. I don't know why. I'm like on a pork chop like kick. And they are usually pork chops are like very sad and pathetic, you know, but the Omaha Steaks ones are to die for. They're so thick and juicy. And oh God, I'm just like drooling thinking about it. They're so, so good, you guys. So you definitely have to check that out.
What's in your sack of whack today?
Okay, well, this is kind of, it's not really just super whack. It's a kind of a sweet story. I love this. It started last year, okay? But now hundreds of people named Josh are going to Nebraska every year to a park for a pool noodle battle. This is what they're doing, okay? This year, there is, and it's this thing. Okay, this 5-year-old named Josh Vincent Jr., he defended his title as the number one Josh. This is what's happening. So it started out as an online joke when this little boy named Josh Swain from Tucson, Arizona. It wasn't a little boy. It was a man named Josh Swain from Tucson, Arizona, sent out a tweet challenging anybody who shared his name to fight over the name. And it became a joke, right? And it took on a life of its own. And then he turned it into a real event last year at, I guess, these random coordinates that he included in his original note, which happened to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. So everybody got really enthusiastic about it. And all these Joshes, they showed up with pool noodles. And then they battle with these pool noodles. And they
How do you actually win?
I'm not sure about the rules, but they fought with pool noodles and they raised $21,000 for a children's hospital in Omaha, Nebraska, which I thought was really, I know, I love this. And the owners of the Josh Sellers wine label pledged to match that amount with their own donation. So they raised like $42,000. And the hospital said it plans to share some of the donations with the Joshua Collinsworth Memorial Foundation that promotes water safety, with Josh the Otter mascot. I mean, all these Joshes are like coming out of the woodwork, which I think is so cute. And so anyways, this year, the winner was this 5-year-old named Josh Vincent Jr. And you guys can read about it online. You can Google it, but it's like this this pool noodle battle that they have, this Josh. It's for the number one Josh every year. And it's become this year thing. And I just thought it's kind of whack, but it's also kind of sweet. And if you guys know of any Joshes that want to compete for it, I'm sure you know a Josh out there. There's probably somebody listening that's named Josh. You can go compete in Lincoln, Nebraska to be the number one Josh.
And then you get there bragging rights for a year.
Yeah.
You know what's cool about that too? Is that if you go, You just never have to introduce yourself to anybody. Because right. You just know everybody there has got the same name.
No, but no one needs a name tag. You're just like, hey, what's up? Just like, Josh. You're Josh? Yeah, I'm Josh too. Yeah, I'm Josh. Nice to meet you, Josh.
And then can you imagine cool? if like a mom lost her small young Josh and she was trying to call him?
She'd be like, Josh! And all of them be like, what? It's like, yeah, this collective, what? I know. I love it. I thought that was just the cutest little story. So
I love that.
Anyways,
the number one Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You guys bring it in. Bring it in. Oh my God. It's a big, big hug. Ashton wants to be a part of it. She's mauling me. You guys have the most spectacular day. Ow. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
What is your problem? What are you doing?
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Much of the media doesn't cover some of the most important news of the day. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In my latest episodes, I discuss how Biden continues to lose support in the Democratic Party, how the gun control debate is back on Capitol Hill after that school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and how Biden's new plan to fight inflation is bad, bad, bad. Don't forget to download and subscribe to my daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know the most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.